President Obama, re-election victory speech. It's about 1 a.m. on the East Coast. I presume he's in Washington, D.C., residing in the House or nearby, which he will continue to occupy for the next 4 years. The crowd is evidently very pleased with themselves. Yeah, Amy, thanks.
Our special six-hour extended edition.
Thank you, Amy.
Of this election special.
Yes.
After President Obama gives his acceptance speech,
right,
we'll conclude for the night, and then we'll resume Democracy Now! Tomorrow,
Amy,
morning at 8 o'clock for our regular daily grassroots.
The people are trying to speak in their inarticulate way, as Minutemen said, the roar of the masses could be farts. So, as we wait for Amy to shut up and let Obama get on with his acceptance speech, but I guess they're just playing some music right now and skipping the speech altogether. Okay, and there is music. Many people are waving flags.
Waiting for President
Obama to come out.
Vangelis, did you think you'd see this moment?
Did you say Vangelis?
You know, there were moments we had doubts. This fight to against voter suppression this year was very real.
Dun, dun,
and we had some very powerful governors.
Dun,
when you started to see people like Governor Rick Snyder of Michigan, a Republican, actually veto a strict photo ID bill. When you saw Bob McDonnell in Virginia, who will go down as a hero for fighting voter suppression this year, tell his folks, don't even send me that mess because I will veto it. We knew that we were beginning to break through in a way that was definitive, that was trans, that was spanning over parties, and that showed the real possibility that we might be able to protect our democracy enough to get through 2012, and I think we've just done it.
NBC News has just reported that Alan West, the congressman from Florida, has lost his House seat. We also know that Tammy Baldwin, the congressmember from Wisconsin, has won a Senate seat against Tommy Thompson, the former governor of Wisconsin. So is Tammy Duckworth in Illinois, the Iraq War veteran who lost both her legs in Iraq. Claire McCaskill has also retained her seat against Todd Akin, the Missouri congressmember, who is famous for saying if women are legitimately raped, that they won't get pregnant. Their bodies will shut down. In Virginia, Democratic former Governor Tim Kaine beat Republican George Allen for the Senate seat vacated by Democratic Senator Jim Webb. As I said, Claire McCaskill has defeated Todd Akin. Elizabeth Warren in Massachusetts unseated Republican Scott Brown. And we're going to continue to bring you these reports as well. Let's see. Tea Party favorite Michelle Bachmann's lead in the race for Minnesota's 6th congressional district against Democrat Jim Graves is reportedly down to several hundred votes, according to The Guardian. Early results are coming in a number of ballot initiatives. Preliminary numbers from Minnesota show voters may be rejecting two constitutional amendments, one that would ban same-sex marriage and another that would require a photo ID in order to vote. Maine residents have given their approval to same-sex marriage. Maryland voters have passed a law allowing same-sex couples to begin marrying on January 1st. Maryland voters also affirmed the DREAM Act, allowing undocumented immigrants to receive in-state tuition. Colorado voters have legalized marijuana for recreational use, while Washington State has overwhelmingly approved a measure to legalize, regulate, and tax marijuana. The Maryland same-sex marriage initiative, Ben, were you involved with that?
We were extremely involved in that. We've had people organizing for months.
Getting boring, but
out on a limb.
Pretty good overall.